إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أرحب بكم جميعا. Once again, I welcome all of you. Continue tonight reading the explanation of Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, the creed of the pious predecessors, the people of Hadith, by Imam al-Sabuni, Sharh Fadilat al-Shaykh al-Allama Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala. We're still in the beginning of the book. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala still explaining the very first statement of Al-Imam Sabuni Rahimahullah. قال رحمه الله ولا يكيفونهما بكيف أو يشبهونهما بأيدي المخلوقين تشبيه المشبهة خذلهم الله. He was talking about the sifat of Allah. This chapter is about the creed of the people of Hadith regarding the attributes of Allah. This is a chapter that the creed, the aqidah, aqidah to salaf, fi sifat. Fi sifat Allah. ماذا يعتقد أهل الحديث في الصفات؟ وهذه هي العقيدة الصحيحة. The creed of the people of Hadith regarding the attributes of Allah. Because this is the right creed. The creed of the companions of the one Allah alayhim and whoever followed them upon that good. And keep in mind, this class is very important, the class of aqidah, that because making a mistake in aqidah is not like making a mistake in somewhere else. This is very important for us to pay attention to the creed. Barakallahu feekum wa waffaqani Allah wa iyyakum lima fihi al-khayr. Imam al-Sabuni, he mentioned an example, the hands of Allah. They are from sifat, the hands. And he says that Ahl al-Sunnah, Ashab al-Hadith, al-Salaf, they do not ask how the hands of Allah, nor liken them to the hands of any of the creation. As the mushabbiha do, may Allah humiliate them. He says, they do not liken them to the hands of the creation like the mushabbiha do. قال الشيخ, that was the statement of Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله شارحا هذه الكلمة, لا يشبهونهما بأيدي المخلوقين ولا يكيفونهما فيقولون يد الله على الكلفية الفلانية. Says Ahl al-Hadith, the people who are upon the aqidah of the Salaf, the aqidah of the companions in the first place, they do not liken the hands of Allah to the hands of the creation. They do not say that they are, the hands of Allah resemble or look like the hands of any of the creation. And they do not ask how are the hands of Allah. So therefore, they do not say, Ahlul Hadith, the people hold on firm to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, they do not say the hand of Allah is such and such and give you a description of the hand of Allah. Ahlul Hadith do not do this things. لماذا? Why, the Shaykh says, why? Why they do not fall into these mistakes that other deviant groups fall into? Why Ahlul Hadith? قال لأنهم معتصمون بالكتاب والسنة. Once again, Allah saved them from being on the path of many deviant groups who have deviated in the creed of the sifat, of the attributes of Allah. Once again, why? Because they hold on firm to the book and the sunnah. That's where safety comes from. Because they hold on firm to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How we understand this? قال فالقرآن لم يكيف فلا نكيف ولم يمثل فلا نمثل. الله أكبر. He says, the Quran did not give us a description of the hand of Allah. Then we don't deal with it. See? The Quran did not liken any of the attributes of Allah to any of the creation. So we don't do it. We have nothing in the Quran. وَنَزَّهَ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ عَنِ الْمِثَالِ وَالْأَمْثِلَةِ. And on top of that, you find in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in many ayats that He is far above. He is too exalted, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be compared to His creation. Allah is exalted, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is far from and far above to be compared to any of His creation, or any of His attributes to be compared to any of the attributes of His creation. The Shaykh mentioned the ayah as a proof, and he mentioned the ayah, very easy ayah, in Surah Al-Ikhlas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is none co-equal or comparable unto Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. None. There is none co-equal or comparable unto Allah, unto Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in Surah Ash-Shura, the famous ayah, 11, قَالَ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. And He is As-Sami' al-Basir. The all-hearing, the all-seer. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فلا نشبه ذاته سبحانه وتعالى بذوات المخلوقين ولا صفاته بصفات المخلوقين ولا يديه بأيدي المخلوقين. So based on this, we do not liken His self and His being, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that of the creation. Nor do we compare or liken any of His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the attributes of the creatures. And so therefore, we do not compare nor liken the hands of Allah to any of the hands of the creation. وَلَا نُكَيِّفُهَا وَنَقُولُ عَلَى كَيْفِيَةِ كَذَا. And also, we do not try to describe the hands of Allah, or they look like this, or they don't look like that. Now, this is not from the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Why we don't suppose to do this? Why it is strictly forbidden for us to liken the attributes of Allah to those of His creation and the like? Because لِأَنَّنَا نَعْتَصِمْ بِالْوَحِي مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Because we hold on firm, the Salafi, it's not just by affiliation, by claim. The Salafi adheres to the Quran and the Sunnah. And especially in matters of aqeedah, in everything, but especially in matters of aqeedah. Salafiyyah is not just a tag or a name or nickname. No, this is a real thing. This is the Islam. This is what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. So why we do not fall into these mistakes that deviant groups fall into? Because we hold on firm to the Quran. We hold on firm to the wahi, the revelation, the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فلا نغلو في الإثبات غلو المشبهة الذين يشبهون الله بخلقه فيقولون له يد كأيدينا وله سمع كسمعنا وبصر كبصرنا واستواء كاستوائنا تعالى الله على ذلك عن ذلك علو كبيرا. So therefore we don't go to extreme in the same extreme that the mushabbiha, this deviant group, fall into. Because what is their mistake? They likened Allah to his creation. And they says, Allah has hand. So they affirm the hand, the mushabbiha. They say, yes, Allah has hand, but like our hands. He has a hand that looks like our hands. He has a hearing like our hearing. He has a sight like our sight and the like. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted from this. Allah is far above what this mushabbiha, these deviant people, they ascribe to him. لأن الله عز وجل ينفيه عن نفسه في آيات كثيرة. This, what the mushabbiha, these deviant groups, they affirm for Allah, alayka salam, Allah has denied for himself. SubhanAllah. Allah denied this for himself, but they affirm it to him. In many ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, such as, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. The ayah we just mentioned earlier. There is nothing that is comparable or look or resembles to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why they say Allah's hands is like our hand? Why they say Allah's hearing is like our hearing? And Allah says nothing like unto Allah, nothing. Cannot compare Allah to any of his creation. وَقَوْلُهُ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, He is Allah, the One. Allah as-Samad, the self-sufficient master, whom all creatures need. He neither eats nor drinks. He begets not, nor was he begotten. And there is none co-equal or comparable unto him. Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا. In Surah Maryam, verse 65. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَاعْبُدْهُ وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. We'll give you the translation once I find the ayah in a noble Quran. InshaAllah. Surah Maryam, verse 56. The Shaykh mentioned only a portion of it. Or 65 actually. He mentioned a portion of it. But the ayah says, Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them. So worship him alone, and be constant and patient in his worship. Do you know of any who is similar to him? 65, Surah Maryam. Do you know of any who is similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course the answer is no one similar to Allah. No one is comparable with Allah. No one like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, far above these deficiencies. Also in Surah Al-Baqarah, the verse 22 in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا أي نظراء وأشباه فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Then do not set up rivals unto Allah while you know. Do not set up rivals claiming that they do what Allah do and give them the attributes that only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فهذا عمدة أصحاب الحديث المتمسكين بالكتاب والسنة في نفي التشبيه والمماثلة بالمخلوقات عن صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى وعمدتهم في عدم التحريف والتعطيل. عمدتهم هو كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is the main source that أهل الحديث أصحاب الحديث they use to refute Ahl al-Batil, Ahl al-Dalal, and especially in this point as the Shaykh is refuting al-Mushabbiha, those who they say that the attributes of Allah resemble the attributes of the creation, He has hands like the hands of the creation and the like. In refuting these people and by refuting them, they denying this, okay, this falsehood and this misguidance that Allah resembles or Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala or any of His names or attributes resemble the creation, the Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, they deny all these things and they refute all of these false and futile claims. Why? Because they are holding firm to the Book and the Sunnah. Ahlul Batil, they just follow their desires. Ahlul Hadith, they follow the revelation, the Quran and the Sunnah. Likewise, Tahrif and Ta'til. Because this Tahrif and Ta'til, we gave you the explanation of both of them, what they are. The Tahrif is extortion, distorting the meaning, changing the meaning. So you find some deviant groups like the Mu'tazila, for instance, what they do, they affirm attributes, they don't deny them, like Jahmiyyah, they do ta'til. They deny and reject the attributes. They said, no, Allah has no names and no attributes. Why they come to this wicked decision? Because they use their intellect instead to hold on firm to the understanding of the Salaf. What they say, Jahmiyyah, they says, look, the only way for them not to fall into the other mistake, which is tashbih, which is to liken Allah to the creation, he says, to deny everything. To say Allah has no hand, no face, no sam', nothing. They say why? Because of their wicked understanding. He says, if they affirm for Allah His attributes of hand, people have hands. So now they said they're going to fall into this mistake. And they fall into something that is even worse, wal'iyadu billah, by denying things that Allah has affirmed for Himself and things that are in the Quran and the Sunnah. That's why the Shaykh is going to say later on, that's why you find some of the ulama, they declare Jahmiyyah to be kuffar, disbelievers, wal'iyadu billah. Other deviant groups, they says, no, we cannot, them, they says they cannot deny these attributes because they are in the Quran. How are they going to deny such something that is in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah? See? But what they do, they like, no, look, Allah has hand, but it's not like the hand you think about. It's, they give it another interpretation, as your Shaykh is going to mention, Hafidahullah. So, Ahlul Hadith, Ashab al-Hadith, why once again do not fall into this tahrif, distorting the meaning, changing the meanings of the attributes of Allah? And they do not deny the attributes of Allah. Why? Once again, because they hold on firm to the Quran and the Sunnah. That's what saved them. And that's what will save us, ya akhwan, from falling into these big mistakes. fatal mistakes in aqeedah. If we hold on firm to the Quran and the Sunnah, but with the understanding of a Salaf or Salih. The Shaykh says, فَمَثَلًا, Shaykh Rabi'ah says, مَثَلًا. He's going to explain how the Quran and the Sunnah save us and save you and keep you firm upon the aqeedah of the Salaf. Okay? مَثَلًا لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. This ayah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, in the ayah 11 in Surah Ash-Shura, there is nothing like unto Allah, nothing that is similar to Allah, nothing that looks like Allah, nothing is comparable to Allah. He says, فِيهِ رَدٌّ عَلْ مُشَبِّهَ. This ayah here, this part of this ayah, is a refutation against those who liken Allah or His names and attributes to those of the creation. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ فِيهِ رَدٌّ عَلَى الْمُشَبِّهَ. This ayah here, but only those who don't pay attention. This ayah where Allah says there is nothing like unto Him. So this is a clear refutation against those who says, oh no, Allah looks like such and such, like Allah's hands look like the hands of the creation. This ayah is a clear refutation against them. So now if somebody, you may get in contact of somebody, or somebody try to push this wicked aqidah to you or to your children. Naam, sometimes children, they're very vulnerable. Naam, sometimes, especially in a country like this, and in some Muslim countries, when they don't have the correct aqidah. Because some Muslim countries, they choose the aqidah of Ash'ariya, they say, this is their aqidah, wa'iyadu billah. That's their aqidah. Or you may be here in the West, and some families, they want to put their children in Muslim schools. And it's just by name. But it may be that the principal of that school, as it happened before, because people call me from all over the place and ask me questions. And some of the principals, they be pushing these curriculums of Tashbih, of Jahmiyyah, Mu'tazila, because that's all he know himself. So now the children, they come from school and they're like, oh, Abi, Ummi, we have a nice talk. MashaAllah, the teacher taught us about Allah today. So the father says, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. At the beginning, he's like, Alhamdulillah, that's why I put them in a Muslim school. Allahu Akbar, talking about Allah. Alhamdulillah. All right, and then he don't know what's coming after that. Then that little boy, that little girl says, yeah, the teacher says that the hands of Allah, they're just like our hands. Now here's a flag come up. Red flag, big red flag. What? What they say? Yeah, they say Allah's hands is like our hands. This is the mushabbiha now. So if you don't know this, what are you going to say? Oh, whatever the teacher said. They know better than us. Right or wrong? That's why they get paid big bucks. That's it. That's all you can say now. Or are you going to like, what? Are you sure? Where? Here, in the curriculum. Let me see. You're right, son. You know what, son? Sit down. Oh, yeah, we said we're going to play. We're going to play after this. This is more important than play. Sit down, son. You see what the teacher says? We're not going to get into their intention or why they did this, but this is very wrong, son. This is not the creed of the Salaf. What's in this book here, this curriculum, son? What that teacher said to you? It is against the Quran and the Sunnah. Okay? Because Allah doesn't resemble anybody or anything. You know why, son? Because Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Recite, my little daughter. Recite Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. That's one. Allahu samad. That's another proof. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. So He doesn't resemble the people who are, they are born and they get married and get children, like him children. That's another one. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُونَ وَحِدْ. This is enough for itself. See son, see daughter. نعم يَكُونَ. It's very important for us. Or they may go to some so-called Muslim school run by Mu'tazila, who they say, yes, Allah have a hand, but it's not a hand, it's the power. It means the power. Now you tell him son, doesn't mean the power. But the teacher said, yes, the teacher is wrong, because Allah said. Allah didn't tell us that his hand is a power. And the Prophet ﷺ did not explain to us that the meaning of the hand of Allah is his power. No. And if it was the case, Allah will tell us about it. Since Allah didn't tell us in the Quran, the Prophet ﷺ tell us, who's these people to come and after Allah speak after Allah and his messenger ﷺ? Because this is the deen of Allah. This is not the deen of this person or the other person. You see? It's amazing. If that same child come home, he's in a pre-K, and the teacher maybe made a mistake, or whatever the case, and tell them that the red color is brown, even though they're very close to each other, what would that father do?
He will correct,
right? What he will do, Abu Sajid, after that? Take him to the school. For what reason? No, you want to talk to the teacher, you want to talk to the principal. Did you teach my son red, brown? Oh yeah, because they're the same. No, they're not the same. Red is red, brown is brown. They're not the same. Red light is not brown. So my son is going to be like what? Running the red light? No. Teach them the right things. This is only like in the red. And what about the aqidah? No, you have to be serious. You have to take that child to the principal first. Can you guys this curriculum? Yes. Well, actually, you're supposed to check this stuff before you even put your child. This is we're mentioning this if this happened. And it does happen, like I told you. I receive calls from people, parents. Look, if I don't know. I don't even want to mention the states. Perhaps I don't even remember which one exactly, but many times. We receive phone calls, Akhi, you don't know me, but I live in this state. You don't know me, I live in, sometimes from Europe. We receive calls from Europe, from the islands, the Bahamas and Tobagos and all of those islands over there. And the people, they ask this question. It says, Akhi, we put our children in a Muslim school, we want them to learn, but now they're teaching them this, that this and this, is this okay? They tell them Allah has no names and attributes. Tell them, nah, ya, this is very bad. This is the aqidah, and this is not the aqidah of the Salaf. This is the aqidah of Jahmiyyah. Or this is the aqidah of this or this based on what they teach in them. But it's very important before even you put your children into those schools that you check the curriculum of Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan, and also you have to check the aqidah of that principal. The person who's in head is the one who you know, facilitating the whole curriculums. What's his aqidah? If his aqidah is bad, he's going to let bad things go, sleep under. But if his aqidah is good, he's not going to allow and tolerate any bid'ah and innovations, especially in the creed. So it's very important for us to learn. And also you yourself, if you don't learn the aqidah, you may go somewhere because of your job, traveling, I don't know. You may even go to a Muslim country. And just because you're like, alhamdulillah, Muslim country. And you go for a Jumu'ah, who knows, maybe an Ash'ari imam. Mu'tazili. Jahmi imam in there. And then what you're going to do? You say, alhamdulillah, you come back with that stuff. Now people try to tell you, he said, hey, I was in a Muslim country, man. Who's a big sheikh? He has 3 PhDs. Now you want to talk to me about it? Yes, I talk to you about it. Because we have a proof of Quran and Sunnah. Now, I'm not saying PhD. I'm not saying Allah says. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Okay? Right, Sajid? Is it clear to you?
Yes.
Alright. Jazakallah khair. Here is the Shaykh. He said, look at this first ayah. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Is it a refutation against who? Sajid? No, this is a test. Ahsant. He deserves a gift. Huh? No, you, man. You're the father. You want to put him on Muhammad?
He's the uncle.
His uncle. Okay, you got two gifts. From your father or from his uncle. Alright? You like that one?
Yeah.
All right, جزاك الله. ما شاء الله. فيه رد على المشبهة وقوله وهو السميع البصير. He's not going to ask you a question. The same ayah says, ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like unto Allah. This is a Sajid says, it is a refutation against the mushabbiha, those who liken Allah himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his creation, or his attributes, or some of them to the creation. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And he is the all-seer, the all-hearing, the all-seer. Is a refutation against who? فيه رد على المعطلة. نعم جهمية. And other than them, the deviant groups. It is a refutation against those who deny the attributes and the names of Allah. This says no, Allah has no names, no attributes, but Allah says He is a Sami' al-Basir. How could they say such thing? But it's very important for us, those who, that's why the ulama, they says, don't be amazed when you see people are destroyed. You should be amazed of those who are saved. How they get saved? How they saved so that you follow their path? You're not going to spend all your time and your life trying to find out how people destroyed. No. Find how the people are saved, those who saved themselves. Because you want to be saved. And then inshallah, of course, you learn the deviation and the innovations and of others because they help you. But you have to save yourself first. You got to be on the safe side. Barakallahu feekum. قال في هذه الآية جمعت أصلين التنزيه والإثبات. So he said this ayah, very small ayah, ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There is nothing like unto Allah and He is السميع البصير. This ayah comprise two fundamental principles in our aqidah. تنزيه والإثبات. The tanzih is that when you believe that Allah is far above His creation. He doesn't look like He's any of His creation. And He's not comparable to any of the creation. But in the same time, you affirm al-ithbat. Who remember this term, ithbat? When did you hear it? When did you hear it before, al-ithbat? Naam? Ahsan. This is one of the pillars of La ilaha illallah. Jazakallah khair. This is one of the pillars of La ilaha illallah. What's the other pillar? Al-Nafi. Al-Ithbat is affirmation. So the other fundamental principle of this ayah is affirming the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayn al-Ithbat in this ayah? Where is the Ithbat in this ayah? وَأَحْسَنْتْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. That's the إثبات. وَأَيْنَ التَّنْزِيهُ. That Allah does not resemble, that is not comparable to any of the creation. Where is it? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. So if somebody gonna come and tell you, oh, Allah looks like, you say, أخي, I said, how would you say such thing? Oh yeah, because the alim, so they may lie. They say, Abu Hanifa, Malik, they lie to you. All this, say, Akhi, okay, you finished? Oh no, I'm not finished. Okay, go ahead. Finished? Yeah, I'm finished. He said, I got one ayah for you. That's it. You're not gonna talk. Look, you can talk half an hour. I'm willing to listen. I don't have a half an hour to spend with you. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Who says this? Allah. Alright, so why you say He resembled the creation? Oh yeah. Alright, go, take this home now. Forget about all this half an hour, these all the people you mentioned, just take this ayah home. Understand it correctly. فَنُثْبِتُ سَائِرَ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So, we affirm all of the attributes and the names of Allah. Because this is included in this part, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. وَنُنْفِي عَنْهَا الْمُشَابَهَةِ. Likewise, we believe that the names of Allah, all of them, every single name of Allah and every single attribute of Allah do not resemble any of the creation. Every single one of them. Why? Because we have the ayah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam Muhammad.
What was the definition of tanzih again?
Tanzih is to believe that Allah is far above His creation. تُنَزِّهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Allah, it doesn't look like His creation. He's not comparable. He's not similar to them. And we have these ayats. قال فعلى هذا الأساس يقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فعلى هذا الأساس نثبت أسماء الله وصفاته اللائقة بجلاله على الوجه الذي يليق بعزته وجلاله وعظمته. So therefore he says, on this foundation, on this fundamental principle, we affirm the names and the attributes of Allah that's suitable for His majesty. We affirm names and attributes of Allah for Allah, because Allah affirmed these names and attributes for Himself, and all His Messenger affirmed these names and attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we affirm this. If Allah says As-Sami', we're not going to listen to the Jahmiz who says, no, Allah is not Sami'. He said, who are you? We listen to the Quran, we follow the Quran. And if a Mushabbih come and say, look, the hands of Allah looks like the hand of this, we say, no, that's wrong. Why is wrong? Because I'm white, I'm black, or because I'm not Arab, or because I'm Arab? No, it has nothing to do with who you are. We have a Quran. Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Is this clear, Ikhwan? Clear, Abu Sajid?
No.
No, Jazakallah. So we affirm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His names and attributes that He has affirmed for Himself in His book and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we don't get involved with how they look and this or that. No description or nothing. Thaniyan, you see, the Shaykh he gave an example. The example from the Quran is the ayah. Ayah in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 11. Another example, قوله سبحانه وتعالى قل هو الله أحد. The statement of Allah سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Ikhlas, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is Allah, the One. One. He is the One and unique. Nothing is similar to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ أحد في ذاته. He is one and unique in His being and His self and His essence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is nobody look like Allah. فرد في صفاته. Likewise, He is unique and one, no comparable, no similar in His attributes. في أفعاله, in His actions. There is no action that resembles the actions of Allah. No man from the human being can do what Allah do, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is one, unique in His actions. فَرْضٌ فِي عَظَمَتِهِ وَجَلَالِهِ, in His might, majesty, likewise. لَا نَذِيرَ لَهُ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ. There is no comparable, nothing comparable with Allah. Nothing like unto Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يُشْبِهُ أَحَدٌ وَلَا يُشَارِكُهُ أَحَدٌ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَحَدِيَّةِ التي تفرد بها في ذاته وأسمائه وصفاته. No one resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one shares with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything in His unicity as related to His being subhanahu wa ta'ala, His essence, Himself, and as related to His names and attributes. He's one and unique. Nobody resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this. And nobody share with Allah anything, any names, any attributes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now this is something you learn from here, how to talk to the Christians, who they say Jesus is God. Tell them the true God is unique. The true God, nothing like unto Him. But Jesus, He looks like you guys. Actually, He looks like Muslims, because He was Muslim. عيسى عليه السلام كان مسلما. He was Muslim. He wasn't on shirk. He was on توحيد. Because عيسى عليه السلام never called the people to worship him or to worship his mother. No, he called them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told them, you worship a man and you think he's a God? God is not a man. That's one thing. Oh, he's not any man. All right. Okay. He sleeps. Yeah, he was, when he was, as they say, when he was amongst them, he slept. Yeah, they sleep. Well, God don't sleep. He eats food. Yeah, he eat. God don't eat food. His mother gave birth to him. Oh, yes. Maryam, Mary, right? They can't deny this, can they? No, they can't deny that. They know that his mother is Maryam and she gave birth to him, which is the reality, na'am. But they say he's God. How could be God that he was born? See all these things. They don't know. God have characteristics. He's unique. Nothing like unto him. And on top of that, of course, as we mentioned before, when you ask the Christians who they do so many things, from going on Sunday to the church, tell them, who did this? Isa did this? They have no answer to that. You come in and congregate and doing what you're doing. Your prophet tell you to do this? They can't have no answer. If they say yes, tell them, okay, prove it. They have no proof. In any book of their books, as one brother who was searching in this field, he told me. He said, this is how I tell them. So they're innovators. And that's reality. They're just innovators. They just, whatever they agree upon, they do it. All these things that they do and they said that they did from the religion, they cannot trace it. They have no proof from their book, which is corrupt. Remember, keep in mind, it's corrupt. They cannot trace any of that. These things that they do now, they took place in the time of Isa alayhi salam. They could not find one half proof that he told them to do it. So why are you doing it? Tell them, look, we're in Islam, we abide. When it comes to the religion, we abide what Allah says in His book and what His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. That's why you find those Muslims who fall into innovation because of this. They do what you're doing. Instead to take their religion from Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they just come up from their main man, their Shaykh, their Mawlahum, whatever. That's why they fall into mistake. That's why they celebrate some celebration like the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To you is a big, Muslims celebrating the birthday of their main prophet. I know nothing wrong with that. No, ask those Muslims, tell them, is it in Quran? Is it prescribed for you in your book? No. If they say yes, they lie. Did this man that you celebrate in his birthday, did he celebrate his birthday in his life? No. If they say yes, they lie. Did he say, okay, you celebrate my birthday after my death? No. So why you're doing it? Because we love him. This is not how you express your love. You follow the text. So this is very important for us to understand. This is why Islam is distinguished. It's not just because I'm a Muslim. Yeah, but how much do you know about your religion? Because we, alhamdulillah, we are learning so that we can stay firm. Not just any person who come with the eloquent talk and take some of us away with him. No. We want to be firm. Somebody may come and be eloquent. He can talk all he wants. He can sweat 3 times. But once he get off that minbar, he says, man, he didn't say nothing. He didn't benefit us today. After all this, look at all the people they says. Yeah, they say what they say. But you didn't say what Allah says. We didn't hear you calling us to what Allah said. We didn't hear you calling us to what the Prophet ﷺ said. And we didn't see you trying to make sure that we are upon the way of the Salaf. Being eloquent, you're in the wrong field, brother. Okay? See, that's why we learn. And also said we can call others. Wallahi, Akhwan, I got across of people who Allah guide them to Islam. Some of them, they were Jews, some they were Christians, some they were Hindu, some they were this and that. And subhanAllah, they says knowledge. They said, when we began to, some of them, subhanAllah, before, some of them, Islam is the last religion was in their mind. Last thing. People come to them and say, try Islam. Give me Hinduism, I don't know, Maoism, Catism, studying on cats, on mouse, on cows, on whatever, I don't know what. But once, finally, someone told me that when one brother told me, like, look, I said to him, so why read the Quran? He says, man, because I finished all the books. Every religion, internet, this, I was pushing the Quran away, pushing Islam. I don't want to even deal with it. Finally, he says, I couldn't. I'm still looking because all of these books and religions and all this material make me even more confused. So finally, he says, look, man, I have nothing to do. Let me read this book. So as soon as I read the beginning, the first page, I said, that's it. This is the book. I couldn't put it off my hand. Allahu Akbar. Knowledge, barakallahu fiik.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وتنزه وتنزه الله سبحانه وتعالى عما يتصف به المخلوقون من الولادة يعني كونه يولد من غيره أو يلد غيره لأن هذه من صفات المخلوقين وقد نزه سبحانه وتعالى نفسه عن هذا بقوله لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. So likewise, this is the aqidah of the Muslim, the correct aqidah, that you believe that no one from the creation resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah is not comparable to any of His creation. This is a firm aqidah. And especially that you have the proof. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this to us. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. For instance, the creation, they are born. Allah is not born, He's not begotten, He doesn't beget, nor was He begotten, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يشابهه ولا يناظره ولا يكافئ أحد تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبيرا. No one is similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one looks like Allah. No one shares anything, not even one name or attributes, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no equal. None is co-equal to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is none co-equal or comparable unto Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is exalted and far above the deficiencies and the foolishness that the deviant sects and deviant groups they talk about. So at the end of this class, as I mentioned, this is the, we're reading from Sharh Aqidah al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of the creed of al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith of Shaykh Rabi'a Hafidahullah Ta'ala wa Jazahullahu Khayran. It's very important. We're still in the beginning of the book, and once again, this is a chapter pertaining to Aqidat Ahl al-Hadith fi Sifatillah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the creed of the people of Hadith regarding the attributes of Allah. And keep in mind, the ulama, they mentioned, rahimahullah, many Muslims, they deviated in this field. This is how serious this matter is. Many Muslims deviated in this, in the names and the attributes. Many groups, they deviated in following different paths. And they were commanded to adhere to only one. That's simplicity. Just adhere to one. Now they follow so many routes, so many paths that took them further away and far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important for us to be firm upon the aqidah of the Salaf, that which the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they believed as related to Allah, His beautiful names and attributes, His actions and the like. We do not resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or any of His names and attributes to any of the creation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has denied that. قَالَ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also, we affirm the names and the attributes that Allah has affirmed for Himself in His book or in the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This way we save ourselves from falling into another extreme, which is ta'til, to deny the names and attributes of Allah. And it's very important also, when we affirm the names and attributes of Allah, of course we affirm that which Allah has affirmed for Himself in His book or in the Sunnah of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but following the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih, as in the next class we're going to read to you in details, inshallah ta'ala, the position of Ahlul Ilm, the ulama and the a'imma, as related to this, that we affirm for Allah the names and the attributes He has affirmed for Himself in His book or in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they came in the Quran, without falling into the foolishness of and the falsehood of the Mu'tazila and other than them, who they, when they affirm some of the attributes, they falsely interpret them according to their desires. Okay? But rather we adhere to the way of the Salaf. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا.